it is time to take longer strides. Time for a great new American enterprise. Time for this nation to take a clearly leading role in space achievement, which in many ways may hold the key to our future on Earth.
On May 25th, 1961, President John Fitzgerald Kennedy addressed the Congress of the United States. He spoke at a time when it appeared the Soviet Union was about to widen its lead in space over the best American efforts. The Russians already had put the first satellite into Earth orbit, put their hammer and sickle emblem on the moon, and sent the first man into space.
Recognizing the head start obtained by the Soviets with their large rocket engines, which gives them many months of lead time, and recognizing the likelihood that they will exploit this lead for some time to come in still more impressive successes, we nevertheless are required to make new efforts on our own. I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
After 8 years of intensive effort, a tragedy which took the lives of three astronauts, and with more than $24 billion invested in a race no one was ever quite sure of winning, the nation arrived on the threshold of achieving its great goal.
T-minus 1 minute, 54 seconds, and counting. Our status board indicates...
Wednesday, July 16th, 1969. Pad 39A, Kennedy Space Center, Florida. A dream of the ages was about to come true. The unbelievable countdown was on.
T-minus 1 minute, 35 seconds on the Apollo mission, the flight to land of the first men on the moon.
At 9:32 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the Apollo 11 spacecraft with astronauts Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin, and Michael Collins aboard was to be lifted by the flaming power of the 36-story Saturn V rocket into the vacuum of space. There would begin a half-million-mile odyssey, a voyage which would include, for Armstrong and Aldrin, a day on another world. My colleague, CBS News correspondent Reed Collins, described the final seconds as the fulfillment of man's lunar destiny came closer.
We're down to 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. We should see fire. 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have tremendous flame out there. All engines, and we have liftoff. She's rising. She's yawing now to clear the tower, that slight yaw. Now the huge tail is passing the tower. She's lifting up. We have tower clear. We have tower clear. We're beginning to feel the first thunderous roar. I can see her rising now as she's going up straight into the roll program, which she should be completing. We should expect to hear from the astronauts as this spit of land is beginning to shake with the power of it. The power of it as it goes through a slight wisp of cloud.
Three-day trip to the moon and into lunar orbit. Sunday, July 20th, was the big day for Apollo 11. The lunar module Eagle separated from the command ship Columbia and was ready for the trip down to the surface of the moon. Meanwhile, Mike Collins was to keep the Columbia in lunar orbit until Armstrong and Aldrin finished their exploration and rejoined him once again high over the moon. The descent engine on the Eagle was fired, and the spindly-legged craft dropped lower and lower toward the moon's surface. From Houston came the most important go of the mission.
You're a go for landing, over.
Roger, understand, go for landing, 3,000 feet.
Armstrong and Aldrin watched for specific landmarks as the Eagle swooped into its predetermined landing site on the Sea of Tranquility. As ground controllers read out the flying time left for the lunar lander, Armstrong at the controls of the Eagle came closer and closer to the actual touchdown on the moon. With me, listening to the crucial landing, was retired astronaut Wally Schirra, sitting on Earth, but very present in the Eagle with his former comrades.
100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward. 875 feet, that's looking good, down a half. 60 seconds. Lights on, 40 feet down, 2.5, picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down, straight shadow. 4 forward. Four forward, drift into the right a little. Ready? Down a half.
30 seconds.
Forward, just contact light. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent.
Host control, both autos, Ethan engine command override off. Engine arm off.
We're home.
413 is in.
Man on the moon.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
You're looking good here.
What?
Okay, we're going to be busy for a minute. After I'm on, take care of the people. I'll get this back prepared.
Wally, say something. I'm speechless.
I'm just trying to hold on to my breath. That is really something.
Very smooth touchdown.
At 40 seconds after 4:17 Eastern Daylight Time, July 20th, 1969, man had landed on the moon. And then Buzz Aldrin called to Earth for a special favor.
I'd like to take this opportunity to ask every person listening in, whoever, wherever they may be, to pause for a moment and contemplate the events of the past few hours and to give thanks in his or her own way.
The lunar flight plan called for Armstrong and Aldrin to stay in the Eagle for almost 10 hours after landing to rest and eat before stepping out on the moon's soil. But to force a man to rest was too much to ask of any human who had just landed on another planet. Armstrong and Aldrin began immediate preparations to leave the Eagle and step outside. Donning portable life support systems, the men depressurized the Eagle's cabin to match the vacuum on the moon. Then they swung open the hatch, and Armstrong began to back out.
Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch.
Roger, Neil.
Crawling on his stomach, his feet reached for the ladder descending to the moon.
And we're getting a picture on the TV.
Okay. You got a good picture, huh?
There's a great deal of contrast in it, and currently it's upside down on our monitor, but we can make out a fair amount of detail.
And suddenly the world was watching and waiting for him to step down and say man's first words on the moon.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The LAM footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. I'm going to step off the LAM now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. At 10:56 Eastern Daylight Time, those words joined the first words of the great explorers in history.